Well, Connor, it was a similar start to game one, but can you talk about your team's willingness to stick with it? Because there was a couple of no goal calls, some things didn't go your way, but you guys stuck with your game plan throughout.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we didn't get the start that we wanted, didn't make it easy on ourselves, but you know, obviously responded well. Yeah.
Speaking of responding well, what about your goaltender, Mike Smith?
They played great. You know, making you know, just a battler. You know, played played great in there. Made some big saves. Makes a big play there to Leo to spring him there. So, you know, a little bit of everything from him tonight.
Connor, what did you see on your disallowed goal that you were part of? Can you kind of explain maybe what happened there?
Yeah, just trying to take the puck to the net. You know, beat my guy and just trying to take the puck to the net. I think, you know, I'm trying to get out of the way. Markstrom's kind of coming out at the same time. So, you know. It's the same old story, you know. You never really know, but you know, they deemed it that way, and that's the way it goes.
Can you just get extra hungry to kind of get that one back? Because it sure looked like it.
I'm always hungry to make a play, so you know, just happy to contribute.
Can you just transcribe the number of ways in which your team was significantly better on this night compared to game one? Was sort of the number of different ways that you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just thought we battled harder. That was all. It's just, you know, just working, you know, being harder in battles, winning some 50-50 pucks. You know, we didn't win many in game one, so I thought we did a good job of that. Obviously, we defended better, I thought. You know, still gave up some chances, but Smitty played well, and it was, yeah.
Zach talked about the roller coaster and how you feel so bad when you lose and you feel so great when you win. And you guys haven't gone through this for a while. Now you're 9 games in, and you've been up and down this roller coaster already. Are you getting better at it?
I don't think you can ride the roller coaster. I mean, it's hard not to. Obviously, you know, losses are no fun, and wins are lots of fun. So, you know, but you know, all we did was get a split here, and you know, big game three on Sunday.
What about Zach's goal? What was the feeling on the bench like? That was such a big goal.
Yeah, it was a big goal, a really big goal. You know, the special teams is a big part of the series, and you know, got a power play goal and get a shorthanded goal. It's usually a good recipe.
After tying the series, how do you feel about your group and maybe the opportunity that presents itself heading back to Edmonton?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the focus is game three, and that's all. You know, you can't look too far ahead, and big one game three.
Is this why Kent Holland brought Duncan Keith here for a game like tonight?
He brought Duncan Keith here for a number of reasons, and you know, his game was great tonight. This game's been good all playoffs long, and you know, he's huge for us. You know, he's such a veteran presence back there. You know, such a big voice in the room, and you know, he's just been great for us. And obviously tonight was a real good one.
Thank you.
Thank you.